I've decided to do this video going into depth on the hormones that transgender people take, because I think that people don't quite truly grasp the effect that this has on people's bodies. Most beautiful transgender women in the world, 2020. These are men who are open about having surgery to look like a woman. The most beautiful transgender women in the world, we've searched ye old internet high and low to make this list of cute trans girls. Safe all but might leave you a little hot under the collar. That could be a Kardashian that looks like a lot of these Instagram stars, looking like Ariana Grande here. Oh, this one. Do you know this one looks like Anya Taylor-Joy? I think somebody had asked about that one. When they start to look like these celebrity people, that's when you want to pay attention. This is looking like beauty pageant. A lot of these beauty pageant ones are looking like that. Oh, looks like Nicole Scherzinger. You know, the Pussycat Dolls? This one looks a bit like Bollywood. Yes, oh, look at that little hip. Little boy hip, you can push it out, but there's not much there. Oh, is that the same one? Wide shoulders, flat back. That kind of reminds me of Aishwarya Rai. What is this? Oh my goodness. Are you seeing this? No. No. How would you know? If you were not aware of the transgender agenda, how would you know that this is a man? Oh, that's crazy. Oh, look at this. Do you see this? That looks like an actor from Bollywood. Her name is Alia Bhatt. This looks like twins. It could be the same person for all I know. You can see the square jaw. A lot of the South Indian Bollywood actors are looking like that. Do you see this? That's why I'm still unsure if Jamie Hanshaw is transgendered or not, because this person looks like Jamie to me. I haven't been sure. I've done two videos mentioning this person. This is what she looks like. I mean, why would you marry FTM Freemasons? That's it. I see this and I see Jamie Hanshaw. And so I'm starting to think now that Jamie is an MTF. We've got a young one here. Look at that. Hips, bum, square jaw. Oh, Ariana Grande. Tell me that doesn't look like Ariana Grande. Where'd you get the money to get those boobs? And these people do editing on their own photos. You edited the shoulders, you've got a straight torso, but then look at this weird edit thing here. Like this big kneecap, and then it goes smooth down here. Oh, this is just creeps me out how good it looks. Oh yeah, Baywatch, right? That looks like Baywatch. Oh, that's not gonna pass. Sorry, those jagged cheekbones and that large forehead. Beauty pageant. And I don't know who is this. This one looks familiar. Oh, isn't this the one from Sweden? Right? This is the one from Sweden who transitioned when she's like 12. If you didn't know and you were talking to this person online, you would think that's a girl. This changes everything. Oh, Eva Longoria, is that you? Or is it Jennifer Lopez? Oh, Kardashians, looking like Kardashians. This is how they get rid of real women. Ooh, jagged cheekbones, square chin and jaw. Women don't look like this. This looks like so many TV presenters, so many people on television. Oh, that's a boy. Come on, that doesn't pass. I've seen so many girls with their lips blown out. This one looks like you're from Essex. Oh, there's another KK. Which one? Is it Chloe? Or is it Courtney? Looking like Kardashians. That one on the left looks like Janice Dickinson. Ooh, I saw the ladyboys in Thailand. They look like this. And look, do you see this man on the left? That he's staring at the transgender? Because they think that this is what women look like. This is not a woman. This is an imitation of a woman. I remember someone on my first channel had spoken about the ladyboys in Thailand, because she's from there. And she said the men don't want real women any longer. They want the ladyboys because they're overly sexual. Oh, this one looks a bit like Anne Hathaway, doesn't it? Why are they starting to look like famous people? See, that looks like a girl. This changes everything. You think you're talking to a girl online and it's probably an MTF transgender person. See, look at that. That doesn't pass for a day. That looks like a boy. I don't know why Western men have such difficult time understanding the difference between Asian men and women, because this is a boy, this looks like a boy to me. The eyes, the bones, looks like a lot of the female K-pop stars. Men don't know what real women look like. I mean, look at this. I don't know if it's feminization surgery or if it's editing, but you might think that's just a really hot woman, but the neck, the long humerus, looks like beauty pageant. All these girls that are in the beauty pageant, or the transgenders that are in the beauty pageant. Another hijra. This looks like Bollywood again, pushing the hip out. Just one hip though, because there's nothing on the other side. Oh boy bum. How many people in these Miss World pageants have you seen that look like this? They all look like this. Oh, you look like Vladimir Zelensky's wife. And how many people in Hollywood look like this? They all have that same look, the heavy dark brows, the dark hair. And these are men who are open about having the surgery. Look at that. That looks like, all the normal people on Instagram. Look at those predatory eyes. That's a bit frightening. And your legs, you've got the Jerry Hall legs. It's not what women's legs look like. Oh, the neck, the shoulders. Oh, this is frightening. Yep, there we go. Ladyboys in Patala. That's what they look like. Women don't look like this. And they look like people in the industry. So you're programmed and you're watching television all the time and you don't know what real women look like any longer. Transgender teen couple comfortable in their own skin. Wow, that one looks a bit like Asia Argento. A teenage boy is getting prepped for surgery. It's an operation he has dreamed about his whole life. Aaron Andrews, AA, is having a mastectomy. He's nowhere your typical teenage boy. He told Inside Edition, "I was born a girl." Aaron is getting love and support from his girlfriend Katie. Katie Hill is the only person in his life who can understand what he's going through. She told Inside Edition, "I was born a boy. They are modern day Romeo and Juliet." Aaron and Katie broke ground as America's first openly transgender teen couple. He was born a sweet little girl named Emerald. His mom, Denise, still has a closet full of his old pageant dresses. Oh, that says something. Last year, Emerald changed her name to Erin and began taking male testosterone shots. Erin now has a coarse beard. He's gone through a complete gender reversal. So has Katie, who now shaves her legs to keep them feminine and smooth. Now a leggy brunette, Katie was born an adorable little boy, his folks named Lucas. I didn't want to look at myself in the mirror. I thought I was a freak. I thought I was ugly. Last year, Katie underwent sex change surgery. Then, a pair of unlikely cupids, their mum set them up on a blind date. After picking out a new bikini for Katie, he publicly took his shirt off for the first time at a nearby lake. He said, "I passed the man test. No one can tell that she was once a boy and he was once a girl." No, I'm sorry, that's not true, because if you look at the bone structure, you will see exactly what it is. All of the women in Hollywood look like that with the huge shoulders, and all of the men look like that with the sloping shoulders and wide hips. Testosterone rapidly aging trans men. In documenting female transition, particularly via the trans trending post, when I first began documenting female transition, most of the women transitioning were somewhere between 35 and 50, because they were older women, the aging effects that testosterone had weren't as noticeable in the short-term use. Now that lesbian female use are the dominant females transitioning, testosterone's aging effects on the female body, even in short-term use, is staggering and blatant. For example, this 20-something female recently posted a picture prior to testosterone, side by side on her testosterone for 1 year. Let's take a dissected look. Notice how smooth the forehead is before compared to the post-testosterone lined forehead. Notice the youthful eyes under the eyes prior to T. Post-T, there's a deep aging wrinkles, crow's feet, and a general unhealthiness. Prior to T, her laugh lines are barely visible. Post-T, while she half smiles, is still obvious. Her laugh lines have drastically aged. Notice the difference in her skin's aging as well. The changes to her neck is astonishing. Prior to T, her neck is smooth, youthful. After T, her neck resembles a woman in her 40s or a man in his late 30s. A year ago today, I began one of the most exciting chapters of my life. In just 1 year, this attractive, youthful woman's skin has grayed, wrinkled, and lined from testosterone poisoning. The changes we can see on her face are scary, but what is more frightening, worrisome, are the aging effects and other changes we don't see on her internal organs. Here's some comments. And when she gets the hysterectomy in a few years, the aging will accelerate as she becomes effectively a postmenopausal woman. Estrogen is nature's moisturizer, and she will miss out on it for almost her entire adult female life. It saddens me that probably the last people that these young women would consult with are postmenopausal women. Who could give them some heads up about what's in store? Because FTMs buy into the society's devaluation of women, so they probably especially devaluate older women. The FTMs would sooner listen to males like Julia Serrano or Janet Mock, who've never had a period in their lives and have no practical advice to offer about owning a biologically female body. I knew that girl when she was a lesbian. She was in a gay collab in YouTube. I'm so shocked. She was such a cute young woman. It breaks my heart that she felt it necessary to change herself chemically. As a young butch, thank the goddess, I never desired or needed to be who I was not. Being a lesbian butch is a great place to be. On the other hand, there was no pressure on us butches to trans back in the 80s. As Dirt points out, it is the damage internally that is not immediately visible that is truly frightening. I remember when my mom and her friends went through menopause. They all had different doctors telling them different things about the risk of giving estrogen to menopausal women and whether those risks were worth the gains. Some doctors were reluctant to give women in their 50s and 60s female hormones. How anybody thinks dosing girls from a young age with male hormones is a good idea or not dangerous is beyond me. This is another open male to female, 10 plus years on female hormones. Which is interesting because this person looks similar to an actor called Bitsy Tulloch. Can you see the similarities between these two people? They could be related. Another open one who is a year on HRT and has a very strong resemblance to Marina Baccarin, an actor from, I think, Brazil. They could be twins. 9 months on blockers, transgender MTF. When I saw this person, it reminded me of an actor called Astrid Burgess Frisby. They do have a similar look to each other, and he became quite famous in Pirates of the Caribbean. I think it was the last one that he played a mermaid. Large hand there. And then I see this huge brow ridge above the eyes, and the FTM that's holding you doesn't have a brow ridge at all. And most people would see this as a really pretty girl, but I see the large brow ridge, the jutting cheekbones, the square chin and jaw, the prominent trachea. And then look at the person now. Very square, angular jaw. They pass better when they're younger, but it just doesn't last. It doesn't. And compare Astrid to this male model. Both have the tall forehead, brow ridge, square chin and square jaw. So if you put makeup on the boy, that's exactly what Astrid looks like. Astrid does not look like a real female to me because I've never seen a woman with this strong bone structure. Boobs and most of body. Found a weird old pic of me naked and drunk that shows what 7 years HRT can do to a body. So this is a transgender thread on Reddit where trans people go to get advice or to share photos of themselves. Shows what 7 years HRT can do to a body. Age 32 versus 39. Do you understand? The person on the right is not a woman. This is the same person. The man on the left is showing what's happened to his body when he's been on estrogen for 7 years. This is what it looks like. The soft body fat everywhere, this changes everything. Make it till you make it. Body timeline 27 male to female. As a 26-year-old who has not started yet, you really give me hope. I thought I was too old. Oh, that is great to hear. To me, it always felt kind of weird how the age of 20 was considered the potential of success. So the boy is sharing pictures of what it looks like that he's been on estrogen for such a long time. They get the fake breasts, but you can still see that the torso is straight. The hips are still narrow. The arms are long and straight. Here's another picture of the same person, probably pushing the collarbones up. This is not a female hourglass figure. You can still see that the torso is a bit straight. The hips are still narrow. Your body is seriously amazing. Do you mind if I ask what your HRT regimen is? Thanks. I'm taking 6 milligrams of estradiol sublingual and 200 milligrams of Spiro daily, but I'm switching to injections soon. On this thread, I found another bloke that's doing the same thing. 1 year HRT body timeline. So the boy is showing what it looks like from left to right, taking female hormones. And at the end of it, he's got breasts growing. And I have seen this a few times with the MTFs, that they arch their back to make it look like they've got a curvy female spine. But I do see the long arms, the square wrist, and the large hands with the long ring finger. Here's the backside of the boy. His shoulders are still wide, the hips are still narrow, and he may have been on HRT for a year, but he's still not going to have the body of a woman, because you can see the difference in the shoulders. His go straight across, the woman's are sloping downwards. She has the hourglass shape, and he doesn't. Her hips are wider because this is bones, the pelvis is wide, and therefore the Q angle is wider than a man's. 20-year-old, 1 year HRT post, FFS, thinking about detransitioning because I'll never pass. I don't know if you followed through on that, but you can see the same look, the large shoulders, the straight torso, the narrow male hips. And he has been taking estrogen, and it might have put a little bit of fat around his body, but the hips are still narrow, the shoulders are still large, the feet are still big. This bloke is open about his transition. He started out gay, and then he decided to get surgery and take hormones to look like a woman. That looks very similar to Angelina Jolie to me, and his eyes are still quite piercing because he has admitted he still has male genitalia. So he made a video about all the changes that have gone through his body by taking estrogen, and listen to what he has to say.
Hi everyone, it's Chloe. I'm back with another video today. I'm sorry if it's kind of dark. I'm not recording at my normal time that I normally record, so it's a bit later at night and I have limited lighting sources currently. So today I wanted to do a hormone update. I haven't done one in a very, very, very long time. I think the last time I did one was a year on hormones, and it has been quite a while since that. So this will be my 18-month update on hormones. So everyone's always asking like about changes and about like what it's done to your body, what it's done to your mind, what it's done to, you know, every aspect of your life, because it is, you know, a pretty life-altering change. And I would say now I'm definitely starting to see the long-term effects of hormones. My body is definitely carving out a lot. And if I can, I'll put a side-by-side face picture too, just to see, just to show you how much my face has changed. I've gotten, you know, a little bit more fat throughout my face, which makes me look more feminine. My hips have gotten more fat. My legs, like I'm a lot curvier down there, and I've noticed like I'm starting to gain weight there instead of where I would normally gain weight before, which was my stomach. Obviously, with hormones, any kind of hormone replacement or hormone addition to anyone's life, whether you're trans or cis or whatever, it's gonna have some effect on your emotions. And I think that being on hormones for so long now, I notice more of kind of my mood swings or emotions when I like forget to take my T blockers, or I'm like a couple days late on injecting my estrogen. That's when I notice a big difference. I do get hot flashes, especially if I'm either running late or my schedule is pretty inconsistent in taking my hormones and my testosterone blockers. So I definitely have a lot of hot flashes when, you know, my hormone levels are up and down and up and down, because I've been kind of lacking as far as my schedule goes for my hormones. But yeah, I've noticed that it's now when I'm not taking them, I feel really weird. I feel like super agitated, super There was a point I had touched on this in my last video where I wasn't taking it for a little bit, my testosterone blockers for a little bit, because I was going to try to see the status of my fertility. And the way I felt after not being on T blockers for a couple weeks was horrible. It is honestly like really difficult to deal with. You feel like super uncomfortable. You feel super, I don't know, it's weird. I guess just to have more testosterone going throughout your body is just like makes you kind of revert to how you felt before, or some of those kind of innate feelings that hormones give you. But overall, I feel like my hormones have definitely, centered me, if that makes any sense. I definitely feel more like myself now. I know I got a breast augmentation, but I've noticed that my breasts are getting even bigger than they were following the augmentation. So right now I'm currently, a 34 double D, but with, the growth, they're starting to get a lot bigger, which I don't mind. That just means that my implants are just gonna settle a little bit more, look a little bit more natural, which is nice. Also, my muscle tone is a lot different now than since the beginning. I used to work out a lot back when before I transitioned, and I would say like my back was pretty muscular. My chest and rib cage weren't like super muscular, but they were muscular. I've noticed a lot of slimming down in my neck and my shoulders, which is, nice because it's a little more feminine. And my arms have gotten a lot thinner, even though I have this like little chicken wobble thing. So some people, especially before, they start transition, or if they're wondering about transition, ask about some more intimate questions as far as hormones are concerned. So dealing with how hormones affect your sex life. And that's something that I wasn't too worried about, because, that's an experience that changes over time anyway, right? But I've noticed that my sex drive has gone down for sure. I'm definitely not the way I used to be before transition at all. I feel like I was like I feel like back when you have that like testosterone flowing in your body, like that need for, that need for physical intimacy is like always there, like constantly in the back of your head. And now like I find myself not really thinking about that often, especially as compared to before transition. But overall, my sex drive is like gone a lot down. I feel like if I were to base it on a daily basis on when I felt like the need, like before when I was pre-transition, I felt like that every day, and now it's like once a week. I'm like, oh yeah, that would be nice. Like, but it's not all the time. But yeah, I mean, I feel like my body has become a lot more feminine. My muscle mass has gone down. My fat has kind of redistributed. Not a whole bunch. Like, I still kind of have an athletic body, but I definitely have a thick base. So I have a big butt. I have big thighs. My hips are filling out nicely. So it's nice because I'm starting to fit into things a little bit more, true to the way they're made. Because in women's clothes, they tend to let out the hip a little bit, which I've noticed when I first started transitioning, especially. Obviously, my hair growth has been crazy, but before, when I started transitioning, my hairline went like back to here, and it's filled in a lot. That's partially one because my hair is growing and the baby hairs are getting a chance to get thicker, and but like you'll see it's grown in like to here. It used to be all the way back there, so if you like really pull on it, like you can see. But like that's crazy to me because this used to have no hair at all. And now, like, I can wear my hair back without a problem.
This is Chloe's Twitter page. Look at the banner. It's Venus, also known as Ishtar, who changes people's gender. This is another bloke who has decided to take female hormones, and you can see the difference from left to right. But even though the muscle mass has decreased, the shoulders are still wider than the hips, the hips are still narrow, the legs are straight, and the arms are still long. And I want you to pay attention because the male pelvis is smaller, and so men have narrow hips. The female pelvis is wider, and so the hips are wider. Even though this man has been on hormones for a long time, he does not have the wide female hips because he's not female. It puts fat distribution around the body, but that does not mean it changes the bones and makes the hips wider because that's not possible without surgery. The male to female trans people can take all the hormones, but they're still never going to have the wide, round female hips that women naturally have. You can see that even though her arms are up, his shoulders and hips are about the same width. Now we can go to the female to male transgenders and see what happens to them when they take testosterone. Testosterone is a hell of a hormone. FTM 13 months on T for me, left and 11 months for him. These are two women who have decided to take male hormones and they look like this now. This trans thread on Reddit teaches them how to pass. They ask questions like, how can they be more masculine? How can they be more feminine? They get advice from other trans people telling the MTFs they should arch their back, they could cross their legs, and what to do to pass more. Jamie is an open female to male trans person. I mentioned this one in the surgery video. So she's going to describe all of the changes that have gone through her body throughout the years of taking testosterone.
It's Jamie. Now, I am fast approaching 5.5 years on T, which is crazy. I started way back in January 2012 when I was still 17, just before I turned 18. And I've read various places that after about 5 years, changes start to reach their maximum and nothing new and exciting happens anymore. But some things do carry on, like beard growth can still happen, like filling in of beards and beard stuff, which I am very grateful for because I'm very happy with my beard. I'm very happy that I have one, but it's quite sparse on the cheek. But basically, I thought that this was like the perfect time to do an overarching video that just explains everything that testosterone has changed about me physically. But to give myself the best shot at remembering, I'm gonna start with my feet and work up to my head and just like literally go by body part and say everything that's changed about that aspect of my body. Ready? Okay, so let's start with my feet. They still look pretty much the same as they did before. They're still feet. They are a bit hairier, like particularly on my big toes. Not the most exciting change, but it's a change. They're hairy. I've had no change in the size of my feet. I know some people do say that they like go up a shoe size? A shoe size. Brilliant. A shoe size, but my feet have been a UK size 9 from pre-T and they're still UK size 9 now. Okay, my legs. I'm just gonna go for the whole legs, including the knees and the thighs and everything, just legs in general, are hairier. Like, much, much hairier. I kind of feel like I'm walking around with two, like, black fluffy cats on my legs. Maybe four, like, one for each calf and then one for each thigh, because I have got quite long legs. Otherwise, unless it's like a massive cat. My legs seem disproportionately hairy to how hairy the rest of my body is. I am not completely hairless, but I'm not the most hairy person in the world, and I feel like my legs are quite dark and thick hairy, whereas the rest of me isn't like that. It's kind of strange, but warm. My legs are also thicker. I'm not talking about hair here, like size-wise. They've gone from twigs to slightly thicker twigs. Slightly thicker, slightly. They're just kind of generally a little bit chunkier looking. I'm pretty sure most of it's muscle because like the muscle definition's also increased on my legs, but I'm pretty sure there's a bit of fat in there as well. My legs do wibble when I shake them. Well, my thighs do. That's everything to say about legs. They're just hairier and bigger. The next one is potentially TMI if you think about what comes on the body after thighs. I have had lower growth. It's probably one of the earlier changes I noticed, like one of the first ones that happened within the first few weeks of T, and it happened quite rapidly in the first year, and then it just kind of slowed down and nothing much has happened in the last couple years. I'm happy with what's happened. Sensitivity has increased as well, and so has my sex drive. Both of those things are not as extreme as they were when I first started T. Both do kind of calm down a bit. T also stops periods. Mine took ages to stop because My T levels were too low for the first year I was on T, so it wasn't enough to stop. As soon as I switched over to a higher dose and my T levels were increased, it stopped straight away. My butt crack is probably the hairiest place on my body. It's ridiculous, and it got hairy very, very quickly. I feel like in terms of body hair, I've been quite a slow burner. Everything's coming gradually over several years, but my butt hair just came in with a vengeance. It was like I started T, several months later, poof, hairy butt. Also, my pee smells a little bit different. It's very strange. It actually does smell different, although it was something I noticed within the first few weeks of starting T, just when I went to the toilet, it smelled stronger and a bit different. And it's something that I stopped noticing because obviously it wasn't new. I'm just assuming that it still smells different to how it did before, although I can't tell anymore. My hips and waist. I think this was quite an important one that I wanted to change because I was, although quite skinny, my shoulders have always been fairly broad, but like my waist just went in so extreme that I looked very curvy. So my hips are a little bit smaller. I've lost a bit of fat, but to be honest, this fluctuates because whenever I put on a bit of weight, it does still automatically go to my hips. I'm pretty sure that's nothing to do with me being trans or testosterone levels or anything. That just seems to be where the people in my family store their fat first, basically. But my waist is like 3 to 4 inches bigger than it used to be, and I think that's a big reason why I do look less curvy. It's not all about the hips. If you're worried that you're gonna look quite curvy forever, it's about other parts of your body as well. You can build up your chest, build up like your obliques, and make your waist slightly thicker, because your hips won't change aside from some fat redistribution. Unfortunately, the bone won't change. I'm also hairier on my tummy. It started off like just this little fuzzy trail that kind of went up to my belly button, but over the years it's kind of grown higher, and it nearly joins my chest hair. It kind of very faintly joins, but it's also spread out across my tummy as well. That was another slow burner for hair. That took a long time. I would say it's also still filling in now, and it really started filling in once I was about 2.5-3 years on T. My chest. There's quite a lot to say about my chest. In terms of when I was pre-op, what testosterone did, it wasn't much. I had a slight bit of fat redistribution, I think, because testosterone won't do anything to breast tissue, but it can cause fat to redistribute out of your chest. And so I had a little bit of that, so I had a slight decrease in my chest size pre-op, and that was about 7 months on T. But now my chest measurement is like 4 inches bigger around tiptoes, round here across my nipples and around my back, than it was when I was pre-op and pre-T, which I think is pretty cool because like I've lost a substantial amount of stuff off the front of my chest that would have increased that measurement, but kind of like my back has gotten more muscular and my chest is more muscular as well, that's made my chest bigger, like made that measurement bigger, which is very cool. My chest hair was very, very late to the fuzz party. I lost my only like 2 or 3 chest hairs when I had top surgery. Where they were was also an area that was removed. Oh, that sounds horrible. I've never thought about it like that. But when I hit kind of like three years on T, it really started filling in. It's still filling in now. It very much resembles an arrow, like it kind of joins up with the line almost of my tummy hair, and it's kind of like an arrow shape, which is wonderful. My shoulders are broader by a few inches. The muscle on my shoulders here are bigger, which I guess is why they're broader. My arms are about an inch bigger from like bicep to forearm than they were pre-T. Still not very big. I've also got some hair on my arms. It's nothing spectacular, but it's there. They're hairier than they used to be. My hands are the same size. They're also still pretty thin, but so is the rest of me, so I wasn't really expecting a miracle there. They haven't changed except the hairier, like a very fine smattering of hair. Kind of, I can see it if I do that, like just some hairs sticking up. I've got like one black hair. They are veinier, which I quite like it when the veins pop when I'm warm. I like that look. It kind of goes up my arm as well. Oh yeah, my arms are veinier too. Neck. My neck is thicker than it used to be, which was a surprising change. It's not something I thought would happen, but it did. Like my neck is a lot thicker. I think it's mostly like these bits here. And I noticed this first, like when I was wearing t-shirts that were slightly tighter on me, they really felt like they were kind of choking me around my neck, and I kept having to like pull and stretch out the neckline. But also my Adam's apple, I don't know if you can see, that's become a lot more prominent. Like it was prominent before, slightly, like it was kind of there, but it's a lot bigger now and it's visible at all angles, pretty much. I mean,
like if I do that, you can't, oh, maybe you can you still see it? I don't know.
But before, like when I was pre-T, it was only like very particular angles that you could see it at. I was very proud of it, but yeah, you couldn't just see it like all the time, which you can now. And it's also quite sensitive, like if you get a hug and somebody's shoulder is your throat height and the shoulder hits your throat, it's a lot more uncomfortable than it used to be. But yeah, the Adam's apple became a lot more prominent quite quickly, and it didn't really change much after the first year or two, I don't think. Also, this definitely seems like the right place to mention that my voice has dropped considerably. See example.
Hey, so I am officially on testosterone today, 25th of January 2012.
I have a beard.
Yay, look, my lovely beard.
Very, very proud of the beard. It took its time though. I was really starting to doubt that I would ever get any facial hair. I remember taking so many photos when I was around like a year to 2.5 years on T with the flash and going, oh my god, there's like a little bit of hair here, and there's a few hairs under here, but they weren't visible if I took a photo without the flash. It wasn't until I was about 3 years on T that I had anything remotely visible, and then it just kind of started filling in from there, and it's still filling in now, not particularly slowly either. I really do think it's starting to come in. My cheeks are definitely filling in, so I have hope for a full beard one day. Don't give up hope on your beard. Like, I know some people are extremely lucky and they get like amazing beards or really decent facial hair within the first year on T, but for other people it can take much, much longer and just be a slower process, and for some people it might not happen at all. Look at other people in your family, see what kind of facial hair they have. Fat has gone from my face. I'm pretty sure it's gone to my tummy. Yeah, I think my tummy. Maybe the thighs as well. A little bit on the thighs. Yeah. So I'd say that my face does look kind of longer, a bit more angular in my opinion. Like basically it just looks less round and soft. It's no longer like a little beach ball. It's more like a chiseled statue. No, it's not a chiseled statue at all. My nose got bigger. I didn't need it to, but it did. And my eyebrows got eyebrowier. They got bushier. They just kind of bushed up a bit. That sounds weird. I have lost some hair off my head. I used to have very, very thick hair. It is still thick, but not quite as thick as it used to be. And my hairline has gone back a little bit. A lot bit. It went back between 2 to 4 years on T, and it really hasn't changed at all in around the last year and a half. So I'm kind of hopeful that it just readjusted itself and now it's good. It's good. It's happy with where it's at. Better be happy with where it's at. And just some general things, because not everything will fall into a particular category. I am stronger than I used to be, quite a bit stronger than I used to be. I'm spottier, particularly on my face and my upper back and like my shoulder area. I also have these random hairs on my back and my shoulders and just everything. Like they're very strange hairs that just kind of didn't really make sense. They're just kind of there. I sweat more and I smell different. Like, I used to be able to wear a t-shirt that was clean on in a day, sweat a little bit, and it would be fine. I could wear it the next day. Now, they just stink, and I need to wash t-shirts so regularly. Essentially, I am a hairier, except for my head, smellier, spottier, stronger person, and my body shape is less hourglass, more like a V. Not quite as much as I'd like, but it's getting there. I weigh more, not much more, but more, and my measurements are bigger pretty much everywhere. Arms, chest, neck, legs, yeah, it's waist, except my hips, which is slightly smaller. All in all, T has changed me a lot, like a lot.
Now, as she said, they're not going to get a lot of muscle and this huge development unless they work out and go to the gym. And she was talking about the facial hair is a bit patchy. The FTMs can go and get transplants, facial transplants. So just think about the men in Hollywood and you think, well, they have a full beard. It could be a facial hair transplant. And testosterone's not going to change the bones very much. She was discussing that the testosterone has given her a bit more muscle and a lot less feminine body fat, but it's not going to change the width of the hips. That's bones. So when you get confused, you can refer back to the anatomy video, because the bones are not going to have too much of a drastic change unless they go and have surgery to look more like whatever they want to present. Wynne Nelly is a Canadian queer and trans-identified visual artist and award-winning photographer who's currently working out of Hamilton, Ontario. Produced collaboratively by Wynne Nelly and Kyle Larsky, we met at art school in 2009. We were two young butch women and found kinship in our masculine identities and a mutual investment in documenting the queer experience. We transitioned in tandem and supporting each other through the complicated and non-linear process of their transition. Now, these are two open female-to-male trans people. Kyle is at the bottom in the water, and I noticed that Kyle bears a striking resemblance to Jake Gyllenhaal. This is what a lot of men in Hollywood look like, because there are no real men in Hollywood. You need to fix up. They're not going to have real men running around in Hollywood somewhere. And if they do, you're not going to know their name. They're going to be very small, part-time actors with a few speaking lines in some films. And you'll say, who's this person? That's why these open female-to-male trans people are looking like Hollywood. Because there's no real men in Hollywood. If this is their religion, the men are going to be women and the women are going to be men. Kyle photographs only trans people, and this person, the large head, the wide neck, the large shoulders, big hands, big feet. And now you can see the square jaw and the large shoulders. Now this person looks very similar to an actor called Julia Ormond. And the reason this person resembles Hollywood is because they are transgendered. Hollywood is full of male-to-female transgenders and female-to-male transgenders, but they're not exactly open about it. They control everything about the entertainment industry. All of the well-known Instagram stars with millions of subscribers, those are transgender. People from the Truther and Whistleblower movement, you will find that they are transgender because they own the airwaves. This is their world. You have to look at the bone structure. You have to look at the people who are open about it because they're not really coming out and saying it, even though they are. I want you to continue referring the anatomy video, the surgery video, and now you have a video about the hormones so that you're not going to get confused when you see these Hollywood women that seem to have female body fat. It's probably because they're on estrogen and the FTMs are on testosterone.